Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. We hope you are all doing well. This week we are joined by Dr. Kerher to discuss the winter holidays, and we will also be reading some of the New Year's resolutions that our students submitted. May you please introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Dr. Kerher, and I am the chair of the Human Development Department here in the Upper School.
Amazing, it's great to have you. So for the first question, what do you think is your fondest memory of celebrating Christmas and the Christian holidays around this time of year?
Yeah, so I was raised Catholic, so we celebrated Christmas. One of my fondest memories, it's kind of bizarre, or it's unique to my family. My father would do this thing where most of the presents would be from Santa, obviously, but then he would always hide one present from him somewhere in the house in a different place every year. And when I was little, we got this game. It was called Pivot Pool. It was like a small pool game with Lucille Ball's picture on the front, and it was hidden in the bathtub. And I just thought that was the most exciting thing ever. I thought that was great.
How old were you around that time?
Probably around 7 or so. And my dad would also do this thing. We would go to the 4 o'clock mass on Christmas Eve, and driving home, he would inevitably find a red light in the sky and say it was Rudolph, and he would then follow in the car for as long as he could. I mean, now obviously I know it was a plane, but I still remember just being so super excited that we were actually getting a glimpse of Rudolph in the sky.
All right, so switching gears a little bit, what were you most surprised as you began to celebrate Jewish holidays, namely Hanukkah?
Yeah, so my husband is Jewish, and when I have it over there, actually, the book. When I first started dating him, I bought a book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Judaism, because I didn't know anything about Judaism. And I loved the traditions. And so in terms of like what was, different, one thing that was hugely different for me was, December 25th is pretty much stuck in time and space, where the Jewish holidays, they kind of like rotate. This year was super early. I love it, those years. Like a couple years ago, it was like, I don't know if Hanukkah started on the day after Christmas or if Hanukkah ended on Christmas Eve, but it was kind of like the perfect, we call it Chrismukkah in our house, and it was sort of the perfect combination. I just love the 8 nights. one of the fondest memories I have of Hanukkah with my new family was I make homemade latkes. I like to cook, so I literally shred potatoes and I do all that. And my mother-in-law, when she was still alive, I went to her house and I was making the homemade latkes, and she was like, "I just buy frozen." And I was like, "Not in my home, you don't, Miriam. It's only homemade latkes for us."
Well, my family loves homemade latkes too. So you talked a little bit about some of the differences between Christmas and Hanukkah. If you have any others, what are some other big differences, and what are also some similarities between Jewish and Christian celebrations during this holiday season?
I mean, obviously there's the gifts, right? The gift giving, but I think it's way beyond that, not to sound like the narrator of The Grinch, but it's more than just the presents and the boxes. It's kind of like the family, the traditions, that time of year. I grew up not knowing what Hanukkah was, but now, I get excited for both when the weather gets a little bit chilly. Christmas morning, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, my family has traditions, but for the 8 nights of Hanukkah, we do as well. Like literally we burn the candle and then we spin the dreidel. We take it very seriously. And then, we open up the gifts. And it's just nice to have those traditions.
Great. So finally, what do you think about the general shift in how people view these holidays over time? Like, for example, society has sort of moved from solely focusing on Christmas, sort of as you talked about, to being more open and saying phrases like happy holidays to people they don't know versus solely focusing on the Christian traditions.
Yeah, so a couple of thoughts. I remember when my mom, I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts, and when I was getting my PhD out on Long Island, my mom would come visit me. We'd go into Manhattan for Christmas, quote unquote. And I remember walking around, and my mother would see signs, and she would be like, "What's Chinooka?" I'd be like, "Shh, Mom!" And she's like, "No, seriously, what's all these signs about Chinooka? Like, what are they talking about?" I'm like, "Mom, I don't know what it is either, but like don't talk about it." And so moving to New York, I was introduced to different, you know, cultures, different religions, different traditions. And so I think it's great, you know, if you don't know someone, you know, to say happy holidays. If you know someone specifically, like I saw a friend this morning, I know we both celebrate Christmas, I said Merry Christmas. If I don't know, I say happy holidays. But when Facebook was new, right, I remember, I don't do it anymore, but you can get into like Facebook fights, like you're back and forth. And some of my friends who never left the small town I grew up in Massachusetts, they get super triggered by like this whole, you know, happy holidays, you shouldn't say that, it's Merry Christmas, you know, you should not, you know, keep Christ in Christmas, and you have to just talk about Christmas. And I would just be like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, happy holidays encompasses everything. Even people who don't celebrate either, right? It's just nice to say, like, I hope we get through the darkest day of the year and, the beginning of winter. So whatever you celebrate, I think it's nice to say happy holidays.
I like that a lot. And thank you so much for joining us this episode. It was great speaking with you and getting your perspective on both religion, or two of the religions celebrated this holiday season.
Thank you.
All right, so switching gears a little bit, last Tuesday we sent out a form to the upper school faculty and students for people to anonymously submit some of their New Year's resolutions, and we chose about 10 to read aloud, so we're going to alternate back and forth. We just thought this would be a nice transition into break, and thank you again to everybody who submitted.
All right. First one is to get better at sketch art and writing.
To make time for the things and people I love. To worry a lot less than I currently do.
Get some sleep.
To become a better student.
To get better at track.
To stay positive.
To be more honest to people.
My New Year's resolutions are to not worry about grades too much, but a healthy amount, and to enjoy the rest of my junior year before I become a senior. Another New Year's resolution is to show my family how much I appreciate them.
To get a better grade in science and Spanish and English as well.
Be consistent in school.
To lose weight and stop procrastinating.
I hope to be more confident in my classes and be more involved in student life.
Again, thank you everyone who sent us the New Year's resolutions this year, and thank you again to Dr. C. We will see you all in the new year after a much-needed winter break. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.